Hello, everyone. Economic Ninja here. I hope you're doing well. News out of Zero Hedge. The U.S. has launched airstrikes in Somalia for the first time this year. Going into the news, the U.S. launched airstrikes in Somalia on January 21st. U.S. Africa Command announced on Tuesday, marking the first known U.S. bombings in the country in 2024. AFRICOM said in a press release that the strikes consisted of two separate engagements against Al-Shabaab, about 20 miles northwest of Kismayo and port city of southern Somalia. The command said the strikes were launched at the request of U.S.-backed Mogadishu-based government. The command said its initial assessment found three Al-Shabaab fighters were killed and claimed no civilians were harmed. But AFRICOM is notorious for undercounting civilian casualties, and U.S. military operations in Somalia are shrouded in secrecy. The last U.S. airstrikes in Somalia reported by AFRICOM were launched on December 20th. The latest U.S. bombings come as tensions are soaring off the northern Somali coast as the U.S. has launched a new war against Yemen's Houthis in response to their attacks on Israel-linked commercial shipping that started in protest of Israel's onslaught in Gaza. U.S. airstrikes in Somalia escalated in 2022 after President Biden ordered the deployment of up to 500 troops to the country and the U.S.-backed government launched an offensive against Al-Shabaab. When the House debated a resolution to withdraw from Somalia last year, lawmakers said there were 900 troops in the country. U.S. troops on the ground in Somalia provide training for special fighting force known as Danab Brigade. U.S. operations in Somalia under Biden have not gotten as intense as they were during the last administration before him when the U.S. bombed the country at a record pace. The U.S. military hypes the threat of Al-Shabaab due to its size and Al-Qaeda affiliation, but it's widely believed the group does not have ambitions outside of Somalia. Al-Shabaab was born out of a U.S.-backed Ethiopian invasion in 2006 that toppled the Islamic Courts Union, a coalition of Muslim groups who briefly held power in Mogadishu after ousting CIA-backed warlords. Al-Shabaab was the radical offshoot of the Islamic Courts Union, the first group first recorded attack was in 2007, and it wasn't until 2012 that Al-Shabaab pledged loyalty to Al-Qaeda after years of fighting the U.S. and its proxies. I get this information out of Zero Hedge. It's getting rough. There are wars breaking out all around the world, little tiny wars that I believe that could turn out to be something big. They all say, or I've heard people like Gerald Celente say, when all else fails, they take you to war. And this is nothing different. World's economies are collapsing, and there are going to be more wars and attacks around the world. The question, are you getting ready for what's coming? There's attacks on all kinds of things, like our rights, and we have to be constantly vigilant on those rights that are being taken away slowly. We need to be prepared for those. I think this is not the time to be spending crazy. I think this is the time to be sort of hunkering down, watching the world and saving and getting ready. I just want to bring you the news. The Economic Ninja is out.